Always great to talk to our next guest, and that's Sheriff Michael Bouchard. But first, let me give you your chance to win $1,000. Text this hour's national keyword PLAY to 95819. That's PLAY, P-L-A-Y, to 95819. They're going to text you back to confirm your entry. Data and messaging rates may apply. Please, please, please don't text and drive. In fact, we're about to talk about distracted driving. Don't be one of those folks. You can play five times each weekday for five chances to win. It's 5K a day on 760 WJR. Official rules and more information at WJR.com. Well, Sheriff Michael Bouchard, that's the very thing we're talking about, distracted driving and a real crackdown planned in Oakland County. Good afternoon, Sheriff.
Hey, how are you, my friend? Good to be with you, as always.
I am excellent, and we're here to talk about Operation Ghost Rider. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so as you said, don't text and drive. You know, a lot of studies have borne out the fact that distracted driving is almost as deadly as drunk driving, and that in 2023, they had well over 2,000 deaths directly attributed to distracted driving. And I think that's a vast undercount, because for the, you know, how many people are going to have an accident and then get out of the car and say, geez, I was on my phone.
Right.
Now, that's not typically what they say. They say the car stopped in front of me or something else happened. But distracted driving does, in fact, cause a tremendous amount of accidents and death every day.
And I'm sorry to see in this information, getting ready to talk with you, that, in fact, we have seen kind of an uptick, that fatal crashes involving cell phone use spiked last year.
Yeah, you wouldn't think, you know, after Michigan passed the hands-free law that requires you not to have a device in your hands, and that means anytime you're driving, and that includes stopped at a red light or in any event, when you're in your car and your car's in gear and you're not parked off on the side of the road, you're not allowed by law to have a device in your hand, electronic device, and be using it. It's got to be hands-free. But also, we encourage people to think about what they're doing behind the wheel eating. I've actually pulled a woman over that was putting on mascara as she was traveling southbound on Telegraph with the vanity mirror down.
Oh, no. I don't mean to laugh, but I guess, well, I guess you've seen it all.
Yeah, I've seen just, I saw one guy lay out three different dipping sauces for his McNuggets, and, you know, head was down, you know, both hands were off the wheel. He's trying to drive with his knees. I mean, it's just, it's silly, but it's not, because it's dangerous and it kills people and it maims people. And so really, you've got to focus on your primary job, and that is keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, be prepared for an emergency, because when they happen in a blink. And if you're not ready, that delay, if you're holding a phone or you've got your hands in three dipping sauces, that's going to cause probably the difference between you being okay and not.
You know, God bless Steve Kiefer and the loss of his son, Mitchell. He has worked tirelessly to try to get this point across. We have no idea how quickly we're moving down the road. And to just look away for a few seconds, we've gone hundreds of yards, and so many bad things can happen. I'm very sorry to see about this spike in cell phone usage and fatal crashes this past year. I am so happy to see Operation Ghost Rider underway there, because it was 2 years ago, as you mentioned, Mike, Michigan updated its distracted driving law to better define what drivers can and cannot do behind the wheel. And the fact is, according to the law, drivers cannot do any task on a mobile electronic device. Prohibited actions include making and receiving phone calls, sending and reading text messages, recording videos, and using social media. Essentially, anything that involves holding a phone is actually now banned. And people should know that by now. This law applies both when in motion and even while stopped at a red light or in traffic, which I did not know.
Yes. Because oftentimes you'll see people that have that phone in their hand in the roadway at a dead stop, all the traffic's begun to move, or they miss the light and they start up and they pull in front of somebody because somebody honks at them. And that's the definition of distracted. They're not tuned into what they need to be. And couple that with the fact that this is deer season when they're moving. More car deer accidents happen in Rochester Hills than any community in the whole state. So you've got to have your head up, your hands on the wheels, because it could be a car, it could be a kid, it could be a deer. And you have to be ready for that instantaneous decision of how you handle that moment, or you're going to have a problem.
Sheriff Michael Bouchard with us, and you have seen it all. And I got to believe that it's more and more difficult, this balance with the auto companies coming up with new technology, AI and everything else. I mean, everyone just calls technology AI now, but all technology, to try to make the driving experience more comfortable, but they have to make sure that they don't make it so comfortable that people remove themselves from the experience, like we were seeing with Tesla, which I was always angry about that Tesla didn't come out and say, folks, these cars cannot drive themselves. Stop that. And we've lost lives because of that. But now with all cars, we have to understand we have to stay completely involved in the driving experience. And if you think not, you're in for a rude awakening during this Operation Ghost Rider, which is underway right now. And how long does it go for, Michael?
We're going to run it for 2 weeks, but we're always, you know, tracking these kinds of things, but we're putting a heavy focus on it for 2 weeks in targeted areas where we've had a lot of crashes and pedestrian deaths.
How's everything else going?
You know, it's busy. Things are good, especially good, because as you know, my son came home on the weekend after being gone for 9 months, so pretty excited to have him back in the USA.
Long deployment,
and we're glad that it's safely concluded, because there were questionable times.
Mike has served our country sometimes in places I wasn't even allowed to know about as a friend, and you couldn't talk about. But there's a big push for him to run for office. What's the latest on that?
Yeah, I think, you know, he's the kind of guy that wants to serve his country. When he was a little kid, he was dressing up in the Army uniform every year, and he's always wanted to serve his country. I see that from him as a natural evolution, even though I told my kids no military, no police work, and no politics. Do something that's safe.
Well, they listen to Dad most of the time.
Well, he answers me. I didn't listen, I watched. So kind of hard to argue.
Yeah, well, he saw a father who has worked tirelessly for seemingly forever serving the community, and I hope you're going to stay doing that for as long as possible.
Yep, I try to keep up with the youngsters. I still exercise, I still train, I still go to the range and do all those things. So
Did you put the motorcycle away?
Yeah, I did. After my brother died on a motorcycle, it kind of killed the joy for me.
I'm sure it did.
I rode with my brothers for, as you know, years and years and years.
I remember.
And now they're both gone, so it just wasn't the draw for me anymore.
Well, I'm sorry it had to come down like that, but I'm glad you're off that motorcycle. Anyway, give my best to Pam as well, and we'll talk again soon, Michael.
Thank you, my friend. You have a great day.
You
appreciate
do the same. Thank you. 144 at 760 WJR. You know, most people think of bottled water when they hear Absopure, and I think I've done a pretty good job of getting that point across to you over the last 30 years. Absopure, clean, refreshing, hydrating, bottled water. But you know, that's just the beginning, because with Absopure and their office coffee delivery service, Absopure brings top coffee brands and essential supplies directly to your workplace. From a variety of flavors and roasts to the equipment needed. It's a convenient way to keep your team energized and running smoothly. Absopure's offerings range from buy the cup to buy the pot options, including brands like Starbucks, Folgers, and Green Mountain. And once that perfect cup is brewed, they make it easy by delivering all the accessories to make your coffee delicious. With everything from cups and creamers to stir sticks and sweeteners, Absopure will help you find the coffee service solution that fits your business and, most importantly, your budget. Let them make brewing easy and give your employees the chance to be their own barista. You can do that, and it'll be great fun, and they'll have a great time. Visit absopure.com/WJR. That is absopure.com/WJR. To learn more about their office coffee delivery services, remember, great coffee begins with great Absopure water. We continue in Focus at 1:46 on WJR.